This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Political parties effortful to forge consensus on Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. CPN Mao Center decides to conclude MCC proposal, keeping existing ruling alliance intact. House of Representatives meeting scheduled for today postponed till Sunday. Nepal government and World Bank signed 2.14 billion rupees concessional loan agreement. And Russian troops enter Ukrainian capital Kyiv with military vehicles. Ukraine calls on citizens to defend the capital city. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for 1 p.m. today has been postponed till 27th of February. Issuing a notice today, the Federal Parliament Secretariat postponed the House meeting till Sunday, citing a special reason. Holding theoretical discussion on the US-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact was the agenda of today's House meeting. The CPN Mao Center has decided to conclude the proposal of Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact by keeping the existing ruling alliance intact. An unofficial meeting of the parties available for my standing committee members today stressed the need of keeping the alliance consolidated. In the meeting held at Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's residence, Mao Center leaders said the termination of alliance would not be in the interest of nation and people. According to party leader Haribol Gajurel, the meeting was univocal that the alliance should be kept intact despite the party's differing views in regard to some of the MCC provisions. The ruling parties have so far been unable to build a common understanding on the MCC compact. However, leaders are effortful to forge consensus among all partners in regard to the MCC compact. Meanwhile, CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli has clarified that his party will not indulge in any activities beyond the national interest. Addressing a program in Pokhara today, Chairman Oli said the UML was not in favor of the MCC compact in the status quo. He also accused the ruling coalition of failing to give a concrete outlet to the nation. Nepal government has signed an agreement for a second additional concessional loan financing of 2.14 billion rupees with the World Bank. The agreement was signed today by Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini and World Bank Country Director Faris Haddad Jerboes on behalf of their respective sites amidst a program at the Finance Ministry. The Finance Ministry says the loan is for COVID-19 emergency response and health system preparedness project. The use of the proposed loan assistance is believed to further facilitate the expansion of the comprehensive vaccination campaign against COVID-19 by the government. The government has formed a committee to investigate an incident relating to access of a person without passport and visa to the Nepal Airlines Corporation aircraft on the 21st of February. The aircraft was about to take off towards Doha of Qatar from Tribhuvan International Airport. The Ministry of Home Affairs has described the case as highly sensitive in terms of security and decided to bring it under investigation. The committee will also assess the security situation of Tribhuvan International Airport. The Ministry of Health and Population is to provide a free PCR test facility to the workers going for overseas employment. A minister-level meeting held today under the chairmanship of Health Minister Birodh Kathiwada took the decision to provide free PCR test facility to foreign employment seekers. A worker going for overseas employment could undergo PCR test once he or she purchased ticket after completing all necessary procedures. The free PCR test is available at Bir Hospital, Shahid Sukradas Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital and National Public Health Laboratory for such workers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र. फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ. त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14## डायल गर्नुहोस्.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं. श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं.
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 278 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 8,628 samples. Likewise, 555 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry decoded one corona-related death today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,932 in the country so far. Education Minister Devendra Podial held a meeting today with the National Planning Commission Vice Chairperson Dr. Biswa Podial in a bid to increase the budget for the education sector. During his meeting, the Education Minister urged Vice Chairperson Podial to increase the size of education budget at least by 20%. According to Minister Podial, the government was preparing to run NAST offices in all provinces. In response, Vice Chairperson Podial assured that the budget for education would be increased in the upcoming fiscal year. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali says that the Tikapur Airport in Kilali district will be brought into operation soon. During the on-site visit of the airport today, Minister Ali shared that a total of 20 million rupees had been allocated for the airport in the current fiscal year. The minister also informed that the coordination is underway with the World Bank to build fast track from Dhangadi Airport to New Delhi in India, leading up Lake Mansarovar in Tibet Autonomous Area in China. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. Ukrainian officials say they are preparing for a Russian assault on the capital Kyiv as the full-scale attack enters a second day. It is said that the Russian troops are in northern districts of the capital Kyiv with military vehicles. Russian Ministry of Defense says Russian forces have taken control of Hostomel airfield near Kyiv. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian government has called on citizens to defend the capital city. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on European citizens to protest and ask their governments to intervene to stop Russian assaults. President Zelensky says 137 people have been killed so far, including the civilians. And Ukraine also claimed that at least 450 Russian personnel were killed in the fighting. The UN's refugee agency says about 100,000 Ukrainians have been displaced, with thousands fleeing to the nearby European states. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in rest of the provinces. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of high hilly and mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political parties effortful to force consensus on Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact. CPN Mao Center decides to conclude MCC proposal, keeping existing ruling alliance intact. House of Representatives meeting scheduled for today postponed till Sunday. Nepal government and World Bank sign 2.14 billion rupees concessional loan agreement. And Russian troops enter Ukrainian capital Kyiv with military vehicles. Ukraine calls on citizens to defend the capital city. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.